Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World. Hello, Southern California and all of Long Beach and everybody else in between, huh?
That's right.
We got a lot of people in the studio today. We got Stefano, we got Chris and Taylor from LB Food Review.
Hey, hey!
don't forget Barbara over there.
Barbara and who's this intruder?
This is our friend Jason Brocchini, who just completed the Las Vegas Silverman Triathlon.
Well, this is the guy you're telling me about?
Yeah. This is the guy that got whacked in the back of the head.
Huh?
Yeah, by the skull. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to talk to him a little while.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we brought him. We got him a little soft, too. First, so he'll be very loose-lipped.
And we were supposed to have Jerry, right? Is Jerry under the weather?
Jerry's not feeling too good today.
Okay, so we're going
to... Yeah, Jerry's looking forward to coming back in the next couple of weeks.
We'll make that happen. Peter, what's been happening this week, man?
Cold. It's been cold. Which normally I wouldn't even notice. But when you sit on the soccer field for 2 hours, you notice how cold it is. And, you know, you show up because it's been a nice day. You show up in your shorts and a T-shirt, maybe a little something over. And all of a sudden, you're really cold, which isn't as bad as having a five-year-old.
You're a regular Dallas
Rain. Then you know how bad.
Dallas Rain.
Other than
that.
You don't think it's a name made for a weatherman?
No, Dallas Rain. Come on, man. It's like Sandy. No wonder. Do you have it up?
As you are, as you are, baby.
never let no one rain on your parade. Just be proud of the worst and the best that you gave. It's all about the difference you made, and pass it along to me.
About the newest friend of Swoop's World. It's Kodai Boutique. Kodai Boutique is downtown Long Beach's newest contemporary women's clothing boutique. Find fresh, unique styles weekly at surprisingly affordable prices. Located across from the Convention Center at the Pike on Pine Avenue. Be sure to drop by this Saturday for their grand opening event and enjoy free wine and appetizers, salon giveaways, and chances to win gift certificates all day long. Check out KodaiBoutique.com for more details. That's KODIBoutique.com.
And back live on Swoop's World. If you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449. Can reach us here every Wednesday night. We follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and if you want to send us an email, swoopsworld@gmail.com. And let's introduce our first guest. You heard her song a second ago, and it was called Come As You Are. Welcome, Stefana, to the show.
Hey, Swoop, thanks. And Peter, thank you for having me.
We usually start our first question off is tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you ended up here in Long Beach.
Well, it was 11 years ago last year that I moved out here from Cleveland, Ohio, for my music, you know, for pursue music further. You know, Cleveland can only, you know, you can do so much in Cleveland, you know, a small box. And anyhow, I'm a positive music recording artist and songwriter, producer, and I packed up what would fit my little Jeep Wrangler and just kept coming out west, and you know, love it.
And how did you get started in music?
Well, it's something from very young, as young as I can remember. Just you know, people often ask me, did I have formal training? I had some of that, yes. But you know, there's something to that having a gift too. Right. I think I have some natural talent, some more musical genes in there. And from the time I was very young, you know, my grandmother had a piano. I can remember sitting there and just trying to pick out tunes, mm-hmm. you know. And then luckily, my parents, you know, thought enough to kind of nurture that a little bit and. You know, in school, did the choirs and all that kind of stuff. But I always knew, you know, at some level that there was more to it, you know. However a kid would put that. So pretty much all my life I've been doing it.
So how do you approach songwriting for you? Is it a personal thing? Do you start out with the music? Start with the lyrics? How does it work for you?
For me, it usually, as far as the format, the music usually comes first. I hear a melody. I hear a chord progression. And then I sit down and, you know, just kind of explore and expand upon what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling. And sometimes there's an idea that you know, floats together with that right away, but sometimes not. But usually, you know, the music happens first and then the lyrics and I'm not one. I know, you know, songwriters songwriters you hear about you know, they're different styles of writing. For me, I don't, you know, sit down like every weekend and force myself to write. I write when I'm inspired.
Right.
And that comes in waves. You know, sometimes I could write, you know, 10 songs within a matter of, you know, 3-4 months, you know. And sometimes, you know, I've got this, you know, kind of dry spell, if you will. But I write by what I'm inspired by, and be it people, be it, you know, experiences.
Now, it doesn't seem that you'd lock yourself in any specific genre. You kind of travel.
Yeah, variety. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard when people, you know, say, so, you know, what's your genre? What style of music do you play? You know, it's a fusion. It's a fusion of pop, soul, world beats, mm-hmm. you know. So I love to share with people that I was raised mm-hmm. on Greek and Motown music. Okay, so my background is Greek, you know, mm-hmm. both sides, and so you can imagine that hearing all this kind of ethnic-y, you know, belly dance sort of music, and also the flip side of that, Motown. You know, right. my mama loved Motown, and so I think that's where the fusion comes
through.
In. You know, it's really kind of a cool thing. Yeah.
Now, I noticed when you have, you have a MySpace, and you have another website, and you have a few videos on there.
Yeah.
The videos are shot kind of a...
Distant.
I don't know how you plan it. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Is that from a concert performance, or is
yeah. that... Yeah. So part of what I do... producer, yes, music producer, but also concert producer, special events, and I produced a number of positive music concerts, and what you saw up there was one of those concerts, and I feature a number of artists or bands on that, and the whole positive music thing is really, you know, kind of, you know, You can come up with your own conclusion what positive music is, but it, you know, people want to know it's you know, songs that inspire, you know, a sense of purpose, hope, love, you know, inner strength, you know, kind of.
That's a small plane.
Wow,
we're used to having planes.
We're used to
getting
jet. Yeah. We don't usually get little
Piper
cuts. Band Piper.
Two-stroke
drift, but you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the movie where the plane's about to crash. I expect to hear at some point.
Is it Magnum P.I. going to come running through here?
Yeah.
One of your songs that you sent me, mm-hmm. now I believe you said it was being used for a wheelchair pageant?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Women of Light is the song, and... last year or something, early last year, I was contacted by the executive director of the Miss California wheelchair pageant. So there's this Miss America pageant, and it's, you know, much like the Miss America pageant, except all women in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the requirement, and it's a wonderful organization. They're doing beautiful work out there, inspiring work. And she had heard through a mutual friend that I'm a songwriter and that I, you know, write this inspiring music. And she said, would you be willing to create something for you know, come up with a theme song for our pageant coming up this year, which was this past April. Sure, I'll give it a shot. And so the result was what I sent you, and performed it live at the L.A. Convention Center. That's where they had the pageant last April. So
very nice
experience.
So what sort of venues do you find yourself performing in on a regular basis?
Mostly festivals, mostly special concerts, whether it's something that I've produced or that somebody else has produced, or festivals. I don't perform frequently. They're kind of spread out. I perform with a wonderful lineup. There's, you know, 10 of us all together with myself, and it's a wonderful lineup of multicultural musicians, some from L.A., some from Santa Barbara, some very talented musicians from Santa Barbara, and a belly dancer, which is a fixture as well. And that's often the best part for people, you know. It's like, that's where that music, you know,
right.
the belly dancer works with the music. But anyhow, and so I'm selective about where we play, you know. It's like, you know, I used to do the bar thing a lot, a lot, you know. But, you know, kind of what I'm trying to do now and put my music out there, I don't know necessarily that what I'm doing is the best fit for,
right,
you know, the whiskey or something other.
Yeah, so it's all about putting yourself out there where it fits and it helps you grow and it's well received and things like that, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So the move from Cleveland to L.A. has been well worth it for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I still have, you know, family there. I mean, all my family's there, you know. And still go back to visit, you know.
Well, isn't it Drew Carey that says Cleveland rocks, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I think L.A. rocks.
At the end, you know, they just get the...
But it was good to me.
Yeah.
It was good for me.
So. Good. Very good. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to our next break.
Okay.
And then maybe we come back and we're going to get you to tickle the keyboards.
Got it.
You're listening to Swoops World on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Our guest here is Stefana, and she's a singer, songwriter, producer, traveling band. She's doing it all. And then if you want to give us a call, jump on the chat line and type in some questions if you got them for her, and we'll be back here in just a second. We're going to give you a little tune here. This is called Gone, and this is from Eddie Cohn, who was here with us a couple weeks ago, right?
2 weeks ago, yep.
Seeing go around my eyes. Hey, Swoop here, letting you know every one of our shows is archived, and you can find them all online, man. If you missed a show or one that you want to definitely hear again, you can find them. And where can you find them? You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio under Swoop's World. You can find them at swoopsworld.com. You can find them for free on iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. You can go back and listen to who? John Nunn, Olympic medalist. Jack Smith, Academy Award winner. Grace Slick, rock and roll superstar. Michelle Mangione, Tom O'Keefe, you name it, we've had them, man. J. Ross Perelli. Now, I mean, there's just so many people. I can't name them all. I'm sorry if I left somebody to love out. Go to swoopsworld.com. Look at the list. Go to blogtalkradio.com/swoopsworld. Just scroll on down, see what you got. But they're all archived, and they're all there for you, the Swoop's World listener, to go back and check out and listen to again. So check out our archives. Go back and re-listen to some shows that you've missed and some that you haven't heard, because they're there, and they're going to be there for in perpetuity, as they say. So check those out. Revisit them. And like I said, you can always subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can always subscribe to them on iTunes, downloadable for free. And, hey, thanks for listening.
Imagine there's no heaven. Easier you try. No hell below. Sisterhood, a brotherhood. of woman and man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. But I know, you know, I'm not the only one. No. Hope from this day that you too will join us. So that the world can live as one. So that the world can live as one. So that the
that's great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You know, I had to say, it's tough to take a song that everybody knows, especially a song that popular, and John Lennon and things like that. Most people shy away from those, and people that usually try them are horrible at it.
You wish they hadn't tried.
That was beautiful.
And definitely not
bad karaoke.
Exactly. That was fantastic. I loved it. That was great. So awesome. Because I have sat in those places.
The prospects are Wednesday night. You'll hear it. You don't want to hear it.
Wow.
One thing I just can't abide is ghost stories. That was great. Wonderful performance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Comments on the chat line there, too.
Yep.
Wow. You write a lot of your own stuff, too. Do you do many covers at all?
I do a few.
Yeah.
I do a few, and I generally do them with some kind of original twist.
Right. Kind of make them your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
good. Yeah, for the longest time, too, people have, when I slip them in, wherever we're performing. A lot of people have asked me for a while now, you got to do a cover album, Yeah, I haven't done that yet because I focused on my own stuff, but definitely that's in the works too. Right?
Yeah, a few people do them well, and I think that's what the ones that I do like is when people do, they tend to take them and they make them their own, but they don't go way out there with them. But they do make them their own,
you still recognize
them.
Keep true to the song,
and
at the same time make it your own.
Yeah.
It's definitely a talent, and it seems to me it wouldn't be an easy thing to do.
No. Hey, look at you, man.
Hey.
He woke up. It's real good. I mean, Taylor starts talking a whole lot. Right? Then we have hit the parallel
look
universe.
Look at him. He ain't going to happen. He feels too snooty.
Really?
Or at least that picture in the magazine makes him look crazy.
So what's next on the horizon for you?
I'm in create mode right now with new material.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go into the studio, lay those down. And I work with a wonderful producer further north up in Topanga Canyon area. Chris Julian is his name. He's worked with Isaac Hayes, Shaka Khan, many others. He does some film work as well. And then I've got some festival stuff spread out in March. I've been involved for the past few years with the International Women's Festival, but that takes place up in Santa Barbara. And then a little further out, but in June, actually, which you guys might find interesting, I've been involved with the Long Beach Unity Festival. And it's a big music and dance fest. It's bringing the community together, bringing a lot of young people together, you know, through music,
right,
and dance and the positivity. And
where's that take place?
That takes place Right Where the Jazz Fest. There.
Yeah, I never heard about that.
Beautiful festival, you know, big and, you know, draws thousands. And so that's coming up in June, I believe, June 11th?
June 12th
this year. So I'll definitely send you more information.
Absolutely.
On that. Stephanie and Steve Adams are the directors of the founders.
Yeah, I remember from last year. I remember getting some information on it from last year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot of festival things, and when you do you most producing festivals, or are you performing a lot of those, or mostly the producing aspect of it?
Performing and half and half, yeah. You know, because in recent years, mm-hmm. I've gotten more into the producing part of it.
Yeah.
I love doing that. You know, lots of times artists don't like that piece of it. You know, don't care to, you know, bring all the pieces together and the production part of it. I love that, you know. And so I see 50-50. I perform on all of them,
right?
But some of them I produce as well.
Now, when you talk about producing, you're mostly talking about producing events. Have you done any production work for other artists specifically?
No, not yet for other artists. Yeah. I have a strong hand in the my own production of my own stuff.
Right.
You know? I would love to produce other artists. I don't have so much of the engineering, the sound engineering,
right,
knowledge, you know. But I think this is why, you know, my producer I was talking about, I recording engineer. I love working with this man because and you guys, you know, might know it's not always the right fit.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
But it's got to be the right fit to have the right and, you know, perfect final product. And whatever I hear in my head, whatever is going on up in, you know, he can bring it to life and everything. So, but I would love to produce other artists.
Well, that's the hard part, isn't it, when having somebody understand what you're trying to get out.
You know, a lot of the songwriting, you know, quite a few years ago before, I've been writing for a long time, but was more interested in the performing aspect of it, you know, and, you know, but in recent years, really focusing a lot on the writing too. And that's where my songwriting comes in for supporting other projects like the Miss Wheelchair. I brought something for you guys. There's a song that I sent you called "Complaint Free World," and I left the second bracelet back there, but I've got one purple bracelet here, the "Complaint Free World," and this was started by man and author, kind of a motivational speaker out of Kansas City, Missouri. So, you know, that concept that it takes 21 days to,
mm-hmm.
to break a habit.
Right.
Okay, so he thought, you know, that you know, maybe, yeah, there's so much complaining in the world. Yeah, you know, so much complaining. Maybe if we stopped complaining, you know, let's, you know, challenge ourselves and the people that he would speak to, see if we can go this 21 days without complaining, you know, and... So he came up with this little purple wristband, okay? You wear it on whatever wrist you wear it
on.
You
need that, man.
Oh, I need that.
You need that.
Well, I'm not the complainer.
And the moment you hear yourself, you catch yourself complaining,
Yeah, start the 21 days over
again. All over again?
All over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? Now, I wrote a song about that, but
you
I
do.
Still haven't made it. Days, okay?
You know what? We're going to listen to that song right now.
All right.
Complaint-free world by Stefana.
That I'm tied to this, to that. A complaint-free me is where I want to be at. Yeah. Well, then one day I saw it on a newsstand and read this little story about a purple wristband. A small reminder to whine no more is where we gotta be. A complaint-free world.org. And we sang no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. Now 21 days is the goal we're trying to meet. While it's hard to not complain, it's an attitude to beat. Where so many men and women, younger boys and girls, we all want to live a complaint-free life and world. Yeah. From US to Canada, Germany, Japan, there is less complaining than in Singapore and Ireland. Millions of people from all over the globe just caught this fever for complaintfreeworld.org. And we sang no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
Control.
Oh,
I was positive the whole time. It seems so. That's a good song. That was a very good song, Stefan. I loved it. I don't know how you put up with these guys sitting around here. Next time we schedule you, well, no other people. Close set.
Oh,
put in your writer.
See, this complaint free world thing, hasn't worked on him. I mean, come on. He can't even
hold
it. Put on your bracelet, Twitch Rick.
See? Told yourself.
Yeah.
So you were telling me while the song was playing that this has been picked up on Oprah and some other places.
Oprah, Today Show,
My Angelo.
I think My Angelo might have been like the 6 millionth bracelet.
Yeah.
So 6 million of these little bracelets are out there, and I found Swoop. He parlayed this into. You know, of course, a book, a cruise, you know.
Yeah, cruise, yeah.
He speaks, you know, I think all over the world now.
Wow.
So you know, not that, you know, people are human and they, you know, it's like, but his whole thing is it just raises that awareness.
Right.
You know, it just raises the awareness. And,
that's
know.
Very cool.
So,
it's positive.
So 21 days, if you have small kids, it's just impossible. 21 minutes.
See?
21 minutes.
You, he should be the first one to
but you don't have any kids. It's not
I think
problem.
Peter needs to go on a cruise.
While you're
alone. At least without the kids.
We got the cruise. Plan, it ain't never coming back.
That's what I heard.
They're towing it in.
Always towing it in. My
Spam and Ritz.
We just went on a bike ride on Sunday. And so today I was reading the paper, and there's that picture. And my daughter, 5 years old, goes, "That's the boat we saw, Dad. That on the." I think so. She said, "What's wrong with it?" I said, "It's stuck." Because I don't want to ever go on that boat.
Don't worry, sweetheart. You won't.
Taylor spoke.
So. Good question is if anybody wants to get your music, how do they go about it?
They can go through either website, which is, I think you said it earlier, www.myspace.com/Stefana, positive music, and that's Stefana with an F, one F, or www.sonicbids.com/Stefana. One F, and it's all sold at the CD Baby, the online distributor.
And okay. If you go to swoopsworld.com, and on the front page there's two links to it in the top article that talks about Stefana. If you hover over her name, each time you hover over her name, it takes you to a different site. both of the sites she mentioned. So, and you said CD Baby also, right?
CD Baby is where it is the store, is the online store for them.
Great.
So the websites will take you to the CD Baby link, basically.
Excellent.
Or you can
excellent.
Go direct CD Baby.
Any upcoming gigs?
Those
are a little further out, right?
A little further. Women's Festival, the one in March.
Right.
So. And just the focus right now, just the create part.
Excellent.
So got a lot of stuff to look forward to in the coming year. We're almost there.
Great deal. I was wondering if we could get you to play one more song for us.
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. After we'll go to another quick break and give you a chance
to
get set up there.
These links, I can post them.
Peter's over there starting up the websites. Actually, that's what happens when you start for MySpace. Phone starts right away. We're going to go to another quick break, give her a chance to set up, and get one more song from Stefana, and we'll be right back. What is that noise you got?
That's your phone interacting.
Oh, that was...
We're still live, dude.
I know that, because I'm going to go to a break here and get her one song. And aren't you the quick-witted one tonight?
That's my job over here.
Oh, God.
The video ain't going anywhere. Just go ahead.
you need.
On this week's Friends of Swoops World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoops World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this.
Gotta slow down your pace and stop where you are to smell every rose. 'Cause every plan I won't. And always remember understand. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm your footprints in the sand. Is right here for you.
Nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Stefana.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And really appreciate you coming on. Absolutely, and hopefully we'll get you back on soon, and let us know what's going on, and keep us informed.
You got it.
What we're going to do is we'll keep, if anything comes up, just please send us an email so we can let everybody know you're going to be around or what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Peter. Thanks so much.
This is Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Antonio Ruiz. He's got a quick thing he wants to tell us about. And after that, we're going to bring on the LB Food Review guys. Right now, we're going to let you hear one from a guy who was on not too long ago, Raspin Stewart. And this is called Smoke the Hookah.
Started out so innocently, we learn to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed, let's dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Our own world, now built in a day. In time stands still, but no one they say. Yes, you will pass the same way. Dance, smoke the hookah and dance. Confusion creates prophecy. Fall now to their knees. Watch their palms bleed. Dance, smoke the hookah and dance. Smoke the hookah and dance. In a time of man-made disease, fall like leaves from the trees. Now there's only frozen streams. Dance now, so why don't you dance now? So why don't you dance now? We smoke the hookah and dance. Black and white, cut and dry. Show me a minority who hasn't suffered or cried. Living in a land where freedom calls. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. In a land of poverty, the hungry now feed off of their dream, waiting for the world to turn. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance.
Give us a
And back live on Swoops World. And that was Stefana, man. Great show with her and great voice and great music. That was very cool. And before we bring up the album, we're going to bring up one guy we all know. This is Antonio Ruiz. Antonio, you're on the air.
You expect me to follow all that great music?
We're tough act here, man.
You got to be in your best game, buddy.
Right. This is your A game, so I hope you brought it.
I can't sing. I can't strum a guitar. So.
Are you on the keyboard?
I'm not. I can't even do. What's a keyboard? How are you, gentlemen? Good evening.
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I missed kind of listening in on your show, and I'm going to try to get back to listening to more often. You know, I love the fact that we've got all this great internet radio here in Long Beach. I think, you know, who needs to listen to LA radio when we can listen to, you know, what we've got here?
We got plenty here. That's right, man. We got plenty here to choose from, and a lot, and you know, a city big enough to kind of, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the city.
That's right. And, that's right.
So you got a workshop coming up. You're putting on. That looks pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah. Real quick. I'm very happy to announce that next Wednesday, November 17th, from 9 a.m. till noon, I'm going to be putting on a workshop at the Long Beach Nonprofit Partnership called Your Story on the Small Screen, and basically teaching folks how they can tell their story, their organization's story, their business's story, in very inexpensive ways, whether it's podcasts like this or video or, you know, a flip cam. That there's ways of putting yourself up on YouTube very inexpensively and trying to, you know, frame this in the way of, like, you know, how to look professional without spending $20,000.
Right, right.
Yeah. But at the same time, I want to also, this is the other flip side of that, which is, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to even, like, I don't have the time to, I'm too busy raising money. But this is also going to give an opportunity to the folks who want to maybe hire somebody to do that. They'll now know all the right questions to ask. They'll know all the right things that they have to be thinking about how to sharpen their story, as well as how to sit down and have a, you know, real conversation with someone that they want to hire to do that, you know, put their message out there. So it's going to be for those people who want to do the hands-on thing, and for those people who want to hire someone at the same time.
Right, right. Now I'm looking at the website here, and it says they got the new address. They moved over to off of Conant. Where are they at now?
They're actually very close to LBCC on Clark. These actually used to be LBCC buildings. They're sort of hidden from Clark, but they've moved up there now. The LBCC Foundation is up there. I'm sorry, it used to belong to Boeing, and then they were given to LBCC. So LBCC helped them. So anyway, they're it's a great, great building, and this is going to be a really good workshop.
Great.
And if you want to. There's still time to get involved. All you have to do is go to www.lbnp.org/upcoming events, and you can just go and click through that, and it's one of the workshops that's up there called Your Story on a Small Screen. And it's $30 for members, $50 for not yet members, so you better become a member and save $20, and it'll be it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Now, are you going to be doing these often, or is this something new for you? Isn't it?
This is something new. You know, I hope to kind of put a little show and take it on the road. I mean, the reality is that, you know, more and more people are using the internet to get their message out, whether it's through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all assortment, Blog Talk Radio. You know, there's a way to, you know, get your message out now. You do not have to go through the gatekeepers of, you know, regular broadcast radio and TV. So this is going to be about how to break through and about, you know, sharpening that message so it does break through. And more importantly, a big part of this is also going to be about collaboration, working with other people like folks like you to, you know, get the message out.
Yeah, that's cool, man. And we just put it. I just put it up on the chat line for anybody who wants to. I got the link on the chat line for anybody who wants to get it. And I'll try to get it up on the. I'll try to get it up on the website, or at least you have it. You had it up on Facebook earlier, right?
Yeah, and on Twitter. If you want to get any more information, just send me a message at Antonio Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. At actionandsolutions.com.
Excellent. Well, that's very cool, man. Keep it up there, Antonio.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to continue to listen to your show because you guys are kind of smoking this evening. I didn't mean you were smoking like smoking something.
We're having a good time, man. Stefana was she's a local musician. Met her a couple months ago on First Fridays, and She's cool, and now we're here with Chris and Taylor from LB Food Review, and they brought a triathlete in here, man. So we're gonna carry on.
Okay, man. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Take care.
Take care, Antonio.
And you're listening to Swoops World on BlogTalkRadio.com, and we're gonna go to a quick break and come back and see what the wizards behind the curtain have been eating. I saw that they blogged about Supermix.
That's right, yeah.
Supermix, and I want to talk to this triathlete over here.
Yeah, man.
This guy's an animal. He smashes his head up against a kayak and goes for runs and bike rides to San Clemente.
This is the man right here. When it comes to, I mean, you know, Jack is the man, but this is also the man.
He's a man, and we just keep bringing him in, huh?
The men, yeah.
He's the men. He's super athletes, and then we're gonna talk about eating. High carbs and
like I always say, one of the reasons that we promote Jack's website on our website is because after you eat where we eat, you gotta work out.
All right, let's tell you about Jimenez. Jimenez is a song that's co-written by Michelle Mangione and Grace Slick, and all proceeds go to help out the fishermen who were affected by the Gulf oil spill in the Gulf, and we support it. Go to GrammyMuseum.org or MichelleMangione.com. Purchase it for $1.49. Goes a good cause. All the musicians involved in that donated their time and their talents so all these people can get some help.
Who will hear our story? Who will see this hell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me who will. Calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside, the bars tell stories they can't forget. Songs fly up to the evening stars on distant clouds.
live on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Whoops World. And, well, let's see who we have here. We have Jason Brocchini, and Taylor Nelson, and Chris Livingston of Obvious Food Review.
Taylor's here.
He's back there.
I just hadn't heard of him so long.
I know they're texting and stuff, man. I don't know what he's doing over there. What are you doing over there, brother?
I was playing solitaire, but you all distracted me.
Solitaire. Oh, my gosh.
So we messed up your game.
Food review, guys, playing solitaire.
Hey, don't group me in with that guy.
To that guy?
Yeah. That doesn't mean that I stuffed my face in an electronic device.
On your Facebook when you guys put your thing up there, I said, Jay and Simon Bob gone Hollywood.
Yeah, I love that shit, man.
I love that shit.
What's happening, folks?
Well, you know, I got to say, I'm very excited about our spot in Long Beach. I didn't bring a copy with me, I'm sorry. But you can buy it at Borders.
Okay, I have to go to Borders.
Yeah.
I've gone to all the local spots where
right, you know,
it. Nice. Obviously, your parents went on.
They were snapped
bought,
off
bought
the shelves,
all off.
Right?
It's actually pretty funny.
What you got to understand is we don't make much money, so any sort of freebie at all goes a long way here.
Yeah.
We'll promote the
crap
out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You give us a magazine.
You guys get CDs. But,
you guys
know.
Give us a magazine,
no, hey,
and we're
here's,
happy.
Here's the deal. It was actually a funny story because I go into the annex on Sunday. And I'm sitting there, because that's what I do on Sundays, I go to the annex. And Jerome, the owner, is working the bar and whatnot, and we're sitting there doing our thing. And there's four or five copies of Long Beach Magazine sitting on the thing, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, they interviewed us in August, and I really wonder what's going on with this. Wouldn't it be weird if I opened this on up and we were in here?
Okay, wait. There's the story. Checking every month.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll admit it. I'm that guy. And so I'm flipping through it, and Jerome's standing there, and he goes, "Holy shit, it's you guys." And I was like, "Yeah, man." You know, and I was like, "Oh, Lord, look at it. We're in here." And so, you know, everybody in the bar, all of a sudden, he's telling everybody in the bar, "These guys are in the magazine," and all this kind of stuff. So it was kind of cool. You know, and the picture looks much more snooty than we actually are. I mean, in the text, it's talking about how we're not snooty and how we give the average guy's review of a restaurant. But that picture just made us look like we put stick up our dick, up our ass. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was completely and totally not us. Like, I mean, the best picture must have been some jackass pictures of flipping off a camera or something like that. You know? Because it's really about Our reviews, if you've ever read our reviews.
What they should have done, you know, over here, and at the end of a session here,
after
taking
drinking
the picture. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking the picture, and that would have been, I think they've captured your essence.
The essence? We got like chili hanging on.
Yeah. Dude, all I have to do is get a picture of me laying on my couch with my hand rubbing my gut. Yeah. All right.
Coming out of
I said gut.
Yeah.
Next song.
but you know, tonight we brought with us our good friend, our fraternity brother, and
the healthy one of the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand a chance of living
back. Yeah. And the guy who Jay and Taylor and I lived together for a moment, and Jay and I have lived together for a moment. Now Taylor and Jay live together, and we're good friends, we're fraternity brothers, and we're not whatnot, but Jason Brocchini is one of my friends that I'm extremely proud of. He's put his mind to it that he was going to become a triathlete, and he has done that, and he did an Ironman last weekend, and we brought him in here to tell Long Beach all about that.
Yeah. Come on over here, Jason. Tell us about it, man.
Come on.
Where was it?
He's out in Henderson.
Oh, I was trying to tell him. That's right.
And you know, it's funny. I've been to Vegas a couple times, and you see the big city, you see the lights, you see the buildings, and all that fun stuff. And you kind of forget to notice that when you look out, there's mountains everywhere. And that's where this triathlon sent us into, was those mountains. And so it was kind of grueling terrain, but it was a big accomplishment as far as triathlons go. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it.
All right, so for those, let's assume some of our excuse me, some of our viewers, listeners,
viewers,
we got the camera going, man.
Right.
Don't know what a triathlon is.
Exactly. Great question. So it consists of three different events. It's a swim, a bike, and a run. in that order. And there's a variety of triathlons that you can get involved with now. They have a variety of different distances, and so the smallest you could start with would be a sprint, and those generate between somewhere like quarter, half mile swim, say a 12 mile bike, and a 5K run, and then they just vary in distance all the way up to the full Ironman, which is what consists of a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile run, which is a marathon. For any marathon runners out there, you do that at the end of everything, and that's the triathlon for you.
The guy I used to work with is doing triathlons now, and I don't know how long he's been doing them, but I know he's doing them now. And you know, he puts it on Facebook all the time. And I tell you what, you guys are crazy, but it's amazing. I mean, it's really taxing on your body, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't mind doing any one of those three things. Yeah. I just don't want to do all of them on the same day.
All of them the same day.
There's
any one of those three things is fine.
There's man-made apparatuses for each one of those.
Correct.
That's true, and that is a big feat, and that's a big challenge to the whole sport. Is it's easy to be good at any? Well, it's not easy to be good at any one of those things, but it's easier to focus your time to one thing. And triathletes have the difficult challenge of having to excel at three different things rather than just one sport. And so it's an interesting aspect, but it brings out a lot of people with a lot of character, and it's a lot of fun to be at those types of events.
When did you take it up?
Just about 3 years ago, I started competing. When I was in high school, I had a teacher who told me, you know, you look like you could excel in triathlons, and you're already on a swim team, so you look like you have a good base for that. And so that kind of inspired me, but strangely enough, I just didn't take up the sport for probably a good 7 years after he told me that.
And your fraternity got in the way, right?
I studied a lot in college. I had a lot of studying to do.
And once
the studying was done, then I was able to take other things.
Toga!
Toga! Abra was the king of the toga. Back in the day, he used to roll the toga parties. John Deere.
He excelled in the classics.
There you go.
So tell us about this. He was telling me you were swimming around Naples Island.
Yeah. So being as I live in Long Beach, I have to choose my open water swims locally, and one of the best places would be Naples Island or Bayshore. For any of you Long Beach locals, Horny Corner is a great place to be swimming. So anyway, that's the general swim area, and I tend to swim outside of that because we go longer distances. And while I was out there, there was a guy who was in a single scull boat. And for anybody who rows crew, you know, that's just one guy in a boat. but he is rowing backwards. He's not looking to where he's going. And so this guy never saw me anyway. While I was on a training swim out there, I definitely got hit by a boat, single skull, and he was moving pretty quick, and that hurt pretty bad. I ended up with 13 stitches in my head, didn't lose consciousness.
How many weeks
made it
before
back
the
home.
Race?
This happened 14 days before my race. So I had just enough time to heal, pull out the stitches, heal a little bit more, and then go do what I had to do. So
now he told me to go back the same day.
Same day, that's not true.
Okay. I never did say that.
Yeah.
You make me look like a bigger asshole than I actually
am. He goes, my buddy, he goes, he's out there swimming, he gets crushed to death by this asshole in a skull, and then he comes home, jumps on his bike, rides his ankle mini.
what I did say is, when I was living, when Jay and Taylor and I were living together, Jay would get up in the morning before going to work at Trader Joe's. He'd get up in the morning and he would ride his bike for a elongated amount of time. I'm loud enough, Peter. You don't actually. And then he would jump in the pool at the Stoner Brook, and he would swim for an hour in the pool at Stony Brook after he'd just been riding his bike all morning. And
Chris,
Pat and Chase Labs drinking a beer.
No. Let's
27.
I was eating chorizo and egg burritos with my feet crossed on the railing, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, watching Jay swim off the laps.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, you almost made it.
No. Slacking.
You laced the ass.
Move your ass.
Yeah. Come on. Swim. Swim! Swim!
Needless to say, we were very integral to his training process.
I can imagine. Yeah. You guys were motivators,
yeah,
for sure.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to end up like them.
But needless to say, all of Jay's friends are, and we're very proud of him. You know, he stepped up to the plate, he did something, he picked a goal, and he achieved it. And what's harder in life than picking a huge goal like an Ironman and then actually being able to finish it?
No, I know exactly what you mean, because I, like I said, my buddy, I know so many Toms. It's weird. My buddy Tom, he's always like headed to Austin, you know, bikes in pack going to this, you know, and then headed to New Orleans for this, and I'm just amazed, man. He does a season. He must do 4 or 5 of these things a year. And when he's not doing that, he's training every weekend. He lives out somewhere near Magic Mountain or something. And he's always training, and he's got these training runs. And I guess he's got to be 50 years old. I don't know how he's just cranking them out. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know how you guys do that.
It's kind of a funny thing that I found out when I started getting the longer distances is I'm 27 years old, and I found out that I'm young. Apparently, you don't hit your actual endurance peak until your mid-30s, and a lot of these guys, they really just get this, like, newfound piece of life in them that really pushes them to the extent there, and it's really exciting. It's not just a form of exercise, but you got to figure that for a bike ride, you might go quite a bit of miles, so you can see some interesting terrain, and you can see some beautiful things. A popular thing to do is ride the Pacific Coast Highway, and you know, there's some beautiful things to look out there. So don't just think about, oh, we're just pushing ourselves to the extent to see how far the human body can go, but you know, just to get outside and be active, and see a lot of beautiful things out there. You know, anybody can get involved. Not everybody's going to be the Ironman world champion. You know, only one person is, but outside of that, you know, everybody can get involved, and that's what's really cool with the sport, is that not everybody's out there trying to make the podium. It's just about being outside and being active and being healthy.
You know, when you're training, I mean, I can see that when you're training, because, you know, I like to ride, not like you like to ride. I like to ride and go for rides and stuff, and I do. And that's one of the things I always say. It's amazing what you can see, even in our city, when you're out on your bike. I mean, Peter and I have talked about that. You just see so much, you notice so much, you take in so much. But when you're in a race, it's all on the ball. You're watching for guys, you know, tires and everything else. You don't really get to experience the, you know, Henderson as much as you would if you're just out there on a training ride, right?
Yeah, that's true. Definitely one of my favorite races was Catalina. Uh-huh. And everybody knows in Southern California, Catalina is a beautiful island. And it was funny, we did that race, and we did 3 loops on the bike, and we just went for a little bike ride afterwards, after the race was over, and there was a couple other guys who were in the race who were riding up the little hill with us, and we were looking at the botanical garden up there, and we all said, you know what, I didn't even notice this on the way up. We were all hauling so fast, but there's definitely some beautiful things that you see out there, because you need to interact with some interesting terrain to find those difficult race courses, and yeah, there's definitely some beautiful things out there. Just get outside, like I say.
Yeah. You find the more you get into it, the more you start tweaking equipment and
Yes and no. I that was kind of a funny thing that I've noticed with these longer distance races is there's a lot of experienced triathletes out there, and these guys are really obsessive about their bikes, and they like to wrench on them. But, you know, to be honest, I find there's a lot of different personalities that you see in the races, and some guys really get into their equipment, and they want to make it the best that you can have, and some people like to just be out there, and they like the challenge of it. They don't really train that hard. They just want to push themselves or prove their friends wrong or whatever it is. And so you get a lot of different stuff out there, but it's a lot of positive energy.
Cool.
So I'm wondering, going back to the incident where you got hit.
Yeah.
Was it like a hit and run? Like I just roll over you and go? Because here's the thing is, we have a friend who rows in a single.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm kind of wondering if we need to go.
Is it yellow?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, we never asked him this question.
It was a yellow boat, and the guy had a full beard.
Okay, full beard. He's off the hook.
Okay.
Good to know. But did he stop? Did he even notice?
He did. He definitely noticed. Did he stop?
This guy has a hard head.
I was actually kind of concerned for his boat for a while. I felt like he was gonna sink, but he did stop for a second. He asked if I was okay. This is the funny part. I didn't respond, and then he rowed away.
At least he asked, though, right? Thought,
yeah, exactly. He's courteous. He asked. He just didn't get a response. So I kind of wonder.
Now, you've been on both sides of that issue, man. Did you ever row a single?
Only for training. Because I rowed eights in college, and the only reason to row singles is so the coach can embarrass you about how bad your form is, and to show you, see? That's why there's seven other guys in the boat.
Funny you should say that, because Jack said pretty much the same thing today in class.
Yeah. That's the only reason to ride and row in a single. It's just so you know how hard it is, and that you don't want to do it, and that you want to stay in the eight.
So in the eight, you only rode, what side of the boat were you on?
Most of the time I rode.
Give me that star part.
I rode.
Right side of the boat or left side of the boat? Yeah.
Well, because you're riding backwards, right?
Right.
So I was on the right, so I was on the left.
Okay, I'm confused.
I rode.
I think Cole would
side,
make more
what,
sense at
what
this
what
point.
Side?
That's what I was
saying. What side is the one?
So when I was rowing.
What side of the oar sticking out?
It was sticking out to my right. Sticking out to my right.
So he is on the left.
So I was on the left. I rode 2-seat and 8-seat. So, but, you know.
How many with Peter's really made me need to drink?
How many humans did you guys run over in your years?
As far as I know, we run over 8. But the thing is an 8.
There's two
big.
Ways to look at that, though. There's two ways to look at that. You could say, well, the swimmers in San Diego had common sense and knew where they were going.
Fair enough. Well, there's many ways to look at it.
The swimmers a very generous leap of faith.
The real thing that is, there's a couple ways to look at it. One, I'm not the coxswain, and it's not my job.
Did you say coxswain?
Coxswain. I'm not the coxswain, and it's not my
those
job.
Bears.
If we run over something, I don't care, because I'm not going to get in trouble.
You don't have a coxswain.
Exactly. So you're responsible for steering your own damn boat.
Right.
So occasionally, you have to look over your shoulder.
True.
So and then the other thing is, it's, an 8 is big enough. It weighs about a ton. Once you get all the equipment and all the guys in there, you could run over... You could probably run over a bug, like a Volkswagen Beetle, and not even notice it. It's big enough.
It's true. That's where I got lucky. Is had it been an 8, I probably wouldn't be.
You'd probably be dead. Oh yeah.
Right now.
Totally.
Yeah.
He'd be gone. You know,
the bottom of the Harper there.
My buddy Jason took a big hit, man. He got hit by an 8. And he floated all the way to Columbia back. Hey, you're listening to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com, and we're here Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. We have Jason Brocchini.
Brocchini.
Yeah. Jason Brocchini with us. He's a friend of LBW with C. Liv and Taylor Nelson, also known affectionately as Jay and Silent Bob. And we're going to get more on the story and the rights they have in Long Beach Magazine, because they've been a little hesitant to give us the whole scoop. I think they might have slipped them some cash. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
Slipped them some cash?
Where did we
I don't know.
We want
the true story.
Handing it out.
True story.
Yeah,
we want the real story behind it. We're going to take another quick break, play another quick song from Stefana, who was here the first hour, and I'll be right back after this.
More like this one.
Acts with her heart and her mind. I'm never on the trail. I'm always on a...
And that's Woman of Light. And that was the song that Stefano was telling us that she wrote for the wheelchair pageant. So that's pretty cool.
Wheelchair pageant, huh?
Yeah.
They just rolled through stage?
Come on, man.
No, I'm not saying that to be rude or mean or anything like that. You know, it's like, it's just fucking...
I can always tell when your voice gets real high. It's real high. You're guilty.
All
right. So tell us about this. Tell us about this.
Well, I must say that Silent Bob was the one that got the email.
Right.
And Taylor, go ahead. Tell us.
Tell us the story, man.
Speak.
Come. Well, it was months back now, but I got an email from the girl who ended up writing the article. She writes the occasional article for Long Beach Magazine, among other freelance projects she does. And she sent me an email saying that her editor was interested in doing some sort of piece on LB Food Review and what we've done with our stuff around town. And being the ever-talkative person that I am, I applied.
you passed it on to Chris?
No, I gave an interview first. I did spend a good half hour on the phone with the nice young lady, and I would like to say that it was less laborious than usual for me to talk for a half an hour on the phone. That's impressive. Like, my parents don't know that. Yeah, so, but then she probably did spend a good hour plus on the phone with Chris after that. So, you know, but she's a journalist, so she...
You ever seen an episode of Seinfeld when Jerry's supposed to get interviewed by that journalist? That's what I pitched.
What she looks like? Having a beer on Sunday, and I open up the magazine, and there's the article. And I was like, okay. And he starts showing everybody in the bar. You know, I got to admit that it was a good ego boost. You know, work's been slow, PDF's been slow, things been slow lately. So it was really, really nice to get a nice piece in that magazine. And today, I walked into Belmont Laundropet, the pet washing place down there, because I was talking to them about doing some advertising, some other stuff. And as soon as I walk in the door, the lady looks at me and goes, "You're Chris Livingston from LB Food Review." And I was like, "Yeah, I am. Hi, how have we met?" And she's like, "No, I just read your article in Long Beach Magazine." So that was also kind of cool. But, you know, the magazine... The
signature shine on your head.
Okay, here's what I know. Okay, you know, being famous, huh? So, it was in the bar when they first became famous. That you parlayed that into how many free drinks?
Oh, one.
Okay, one free drink.
Diane was already drunk and called me to...
Okay, one free drink out of that. And then you were in this other place and you were recognized. And parlayed that into... Dog washing.
No.
Do you have a dog?
No.
He has a dog.
My dog. The weight limit in the brook, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, 27 pounds, 25 is only allowed. The Lucas is awesome. Jay used to share a bed.
Wait, has Swoop met Luke?
No.
Okay. All right.
He's a good police dog. And,
Whoa! No, all of it's actually only Mexicans that
he does that. Oh, what kind of dog you have?
Yeah. He'd leave white fur all over you.
Yeah.
segue.
You guys are talking all big. I'm a player for the Red Train. He's who actually can't be a game.
Whatever.
They should
be able to with the amount of money they spend.
Oh, they're going to go there, huh? Well, you used to spend some money, then maybe you go further.
Oh, we can't.
Whoa.
We have a divorce in the board.
How about them Giants?
You are not a Giants fan.
I was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
You know what they call that? Front runner.
No.
Runner.
You were a Rangers fan a couple weeks ago.
No, I wasn't.
You said
I was rooting for them to win. I never bought a Rangers hat!
If a new Giants fan is a front runner, then is a new Rangers fan a rump ranger?
Oh! Aviator, maybe?
Oh, at least my...
Look at these guys.
I'm dumb at this point. Oh. I'm just...
Hey, so
where
tonight,
do we go from
hey,
here?
Swoop. So tonight we went to this place called The Pike.
Yeah, I know The Pike well.
Fish Bar and Grill over on 4th and Cherry.
Well, it's a little bit west of Cherry, but we'll bog down in the details.
Okay, yeah, whatever. I will say the food there is fucking phenomenal.
Well, I wouldn't go with phenomenal, but very good.
No, it was really... the fish sandwich that I had was really... really good. And the French fries were great. And the pitchers of beer were reasonably priced.
I don't think you can really call them French fries because they don't do...
fried potatoes.
They don't do potato plants.
Okay.
Know?
Fried potatoes. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm a fat guy that loves fattening food. So...
That's phenomenal.
That would be phenomenal because I don't really, as the article said, I don't really care about the poof, the fine dining bullshit. To me, I am not a good guy. It's really all about the fact that we had great service, we had Pabst Blue Ribbon on tap, and
that right there is the lowest common denominator. I can go with you guys on a lot of things, but PBR is not one of them, dude.
It is.
I'm a tough time.
That's where I draw the line, dude. What's next, Kurz?
Next? That already happened, right?
You know,
you got to draw the line.
In our group of friends, what I would tell you right now is EAD, and what that stands for. So, anyways. The fact of the matter is...
a lot of lucky strike or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I would love a lucky strike. Cigarettes are mine. But, Tom, you're not listening. But, anyways, the fact of the matter is that the Pike was a good time. It was... The atmosphere is cool. They've got those big benches. You can bring big groups in. Our waitress was very courteous. She was nice. Our food came out quickly. Taylor had the cheesesteak, and he said it was good, and Jay had the mahi-mahi tacos, and he enjoyed those, and I had the fish filet sandwich, and it was also very good. And, it's one of those neat places in our city that stays open late, got a nice bar, but they still really harp on the history of where we're at. And Long Beach has a lot of history, and they've got all the pictures, and they've got all the cool stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's either owned by one of the drummers from one of
Sublime?
The No, that was the rumor, but I don't think it was Sublime. It was
over the limit.
No.
No.
We're back. We had so much chop there where we were dead.
Superfax is one of those places that some people may say that we claim that we never review a chain, but Supermax is from Long Beach.
Hawaiian Gardens.
No, they say they started Long Beach. They claim Long Beach as their first restaurant was in downtown Long Beach.
Okay.
It was really in Hawaiian Gardens?
No, Green Burrito. You're right.
Oh, okay. And now they have 7 locations in LA County, 7 locations in Orange County, and 2 locations in Nevada. The thing is that this is a Long Beach restaurant that that claims on their website, in their description, that they rose to fame through the amount of business that they got from CSULB and Long Beach City students by frequenting their restaurants. And I can see that because the food is good. It's not great, let's be honest. It's not wonderful. It's not great. It's not phenomenal Mexican food. It's good Mexican food.
You know what I like about best about them?
What's that?
You can get a ground beef burrito.
Yes, you can.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, but you can do that at Taco Bell as well.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Okay, but the fact of the matter
you
is...
You get a Taco Bell ground beef burrito like this. You get a Super Mex ground
right.
beef burrito like that.
But all that I'm saying is that it's really neat that they credit the college students in the city and the young atmosphere. You know, people that don't have a lot of money to go out to eat have a place to go to get a great meal at a good price, at a great price. I mean, I have barely spent $20 on 2 meals there, as long as there's not alcohol involved. I mean, you know, you're going to get out of there for $18, $20 for two people. It's a really good deal. And the food is fantastic.
Yeah.
Not great, but it's fantastic.
It
hasn't reached phenomenal apparently.
But I will say, if you do want to reach that level of Mexican food, I have been to the place. Is it?
You know, there's people in the chat room going, "Come on, Weddle."
Yeah, okay.
What do you know about Mexican food?
I'm just saying I've been to that Compadres. I forget what the name of it is. It's right there. It's on
Los
Anaheim.
Compadres.
Uh-huh.
Los Compadres. And that place doesn't look like much from the outside.
Okay.
It's a stucco building. You walk inside, and it is really nice. They have a great bar. They have everything you order is phenomenal.
Is that the last where the Blockbuster used to be?
Where the McDonald's
a little
is
further
Anaheim.
Down. It's but like Anaheim and Obispo.
Oh, okay.
Crossroads.
It's in between
like,
Obispo
the F&M
and
the...
Yeah.
It's really, really good. We went in there.
On Casa Sanchez.
We had a few Cadillac margaritas. Diane and I went in there.
Casa Sanchez is just across Termino from the old Blockbuster.
Diane and I went in there, had a Cadillac. It was really nice. They sat us. The service was wonderful.
What?
The food is really, really quality Mexican food, and it was very enjoyable.
Check it out. I've never been there. I used to go to this place called the Seven Seas in Spanish, though.
Siete Mares.
Siete Mares. It used to be pretty good.
I was going very Italian. Sorry. Brocini. This is the guy.
I got to tell you guys something. So, Taylor and I have been awaiting with bated breath the return of the 49 Tavern. You guys can admit to that.
We've
talked about it.
You've spoken about it often.
Okay. So, after the USC, which game was it? USC?
Oregon
football game. The smoke fest. Where, you know, Taylor in the back of the
room. I was talking about the result on the field.
Oh. Soup knew all about the thing in the car, though. But anyways.
Hi, Mark.
Dude, you said smoke fest. You took that game. Never mind. We went into the 49er Tavern, and Taylor... Did you ask if you still have burgers? Is that what you asked?
Well, they had a little whiteboard up on the wall that had some hot dog specials on
it. That were how much?
Enough.
$7.50 for a hot dog.
$7.50. I walked up to the
that should
the
be
guy
for like
the
a
bar.
Dozen.
Yeah.
And I said, you guys are open. You have a new menu. And the guy at the bar just pointed at the whiteboard and said, that's our food. There's like 4 different hot dog choices.
You're kidding me.
For $7 to $9.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They are in the process of hopefully getting some more food options, but right now that's all they can.
How'd they reopen? Oh, just with
they're reopened. They have their own ABC beer and wine license now.
But don't you have to serve food, right?
No, the problem
if
is
you're not, well, if
they
you're
do
a bar,
serve
you don't.
Food. They're serving hot dogs. That's considered.
You just
food.
Have to, yeah. If you're a bar,
but
you have a very minimal food menu.
Yeah,
if you're a restaurant,
like
then
one
you,
of,
right,
the one exactly. of the best things. Well, not one of the best thing about going to 49er Tavern was the God's Own cheeseburger.
Right.
And then you back in the day when you walked in the front door, they had multiple high top bar high tops throughout the bar.
Right.
Now they've got these funky booths. They've taken down. I'm just venting a little bit. I must say because I live at Stony Brook. It's walking distance from my house. They used to have, you know, it was called the 49er Tavern because of Long Beach 49ers, okay?
What's it called now?
It's the 49er Tavern,
that's what they're calling.
They've taken down all of the memorabilia from Long Beach State.
So it's not.
They took down the big mural that had Jason Giambi, Misty May, all the athletes that we've, you know, the professional
basketball player was.
Yeah, whatever. I don't really remember. But anyways, the point of the matter was that there was a lot of... A lot of really cool Long Beach State stuff, and it's the 49ers Tavern because it's a Long Beach State bar. They took all that shit away, and now they've got a whole bunch of like Acme art up on the wall and stuff. I mean, it's cheese dick. It's just it's whatever.
They're working on getting some sort of permit necessary to make real food there, and whenever that happens, we'll be there to taste their newest iteration of.
I just hope they bring back the Geo, okay? Because the gods, well, it matters because one of the guys that works there has the recipe for the Geo, but he's a little abrasive, kind of like me. So if he gets fired, it ain't coming back.
Sometimes just the recipe doesn't make it work.
Why don't we
right?
just get
more,
somebody to date him so we can steal the recipe? I've been monsters down.
Are you ready to date him?
Almost legal, right?
Right.
I just want to
hey, wait a minute. You were supposed to talk to me about all kinds of things, about the election and some other things that you wanted to talk to me about this Wednesday.
That
was last week's show.
We talked about the election, but you said that you were going to have some questions for me about, you know, some other things once the elections were over on this Wednesday. Is that not true?
I don't remember, Randy.
Definitely sounds like last week's show.
I mean, okay, I'm making things up. It happened.
No, I might have said it, man. But,
No, he's probably just making it
like,
up.
Dude, you asked me was something I talked about on Tuesday. On Wednesday? Yeah, I can't remember.
That's right. I forgot you were old.
I do remember that the Giants went through.
Oh!
I don't even care about the Giants.
Baseball's been over a month now.
Actually, yeah. Especially if you're a Dodgers fan. Actually, yeah, I think it's over the internet.
Dodger fans.
Yeah.
Don't take guys to cheer for the Cowboys, right?
The Cowboys are horrible.
Yeah, so they're
like, I live
with two like
Cowboys
Dodgers.
Fans, and they are horrible. Horrible, but so is Nebraska.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa. What, do you have words on that?
No, I just think we should check your facts first. We could get into the numbers, but I don't think that's necessary.
I'm not saying that USC's better.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'm just saying. What's
you
guys
get a little sensitive over here tonight, man. Oh, man. We got like 8 minutes left. Hey, don't kill each other now, guys. It's all good. Hey, it's got like 8 minutes left, so anything we need to wrap up?
I will say that there are...
He's just making shit up now.
No, hey. If I lip, I jiggle my finger away. But what I'm trying to say here is that Long Beach Food Review lbfoodreview.com is looking for people that are looking to write articles for a food blog. So if you consider yourself a foodie and you want to tell the world about what you're all about, and when I say world, I mean then, you know, shoot us an email. Let us know what's going on. And let
Long
us
Beach
know.
City Limits, the Bell Fleazy.
The Bell Fleazer. It's Hellflower.
But anyone who's listening, if they'll read something that either of us have written, then they'll read what you've written.
Yeah. Right? I mean, all that we're saying is that if people are interested in writing an article once a month, you know, and being involved in a site that's all about the city and promoting local business, give us a call. Shoot us an email, do whatever you got to do, because Long Beach Food Review is looking for new people to explore new areas of the city and new...
What's that email address?
Long Beach stuff. It would be Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at lbfoodreview.com. The other one that works is The Bone, I believe it is. Is it The Bone or is it just Bone at lbfoodreview.com?
Neither.
Or if you need
info,
debt help,
info.
If you need help, yeah, with your debt problems, Taylor at PDS Debt also works.
Taylor's getting a lot of email, huh?
Yeah. It's because of his flowing locks. Dude. Look how beautiful they
are.
Can you believe
that? Are we rolling over there?
No.
A
little harassment suit there going on.
The highlights in your hair are beautiful. I went to a wedding 2 weeks ago and I got accused of having highlights in my hair. I was like, are you serious? Ex-girlfriend of all people tried to say, wow, so did you just sun in or what'd you do there?
And you said, that's why you're the ex.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You gotta be, that's what I thought.
You
I
gotta
didn't
be,
say
you
it.
Got, oh, man. No, you had your zingers at weddings.
No, I had leverage. It was okay.
I do want to fill in a little bit for Jerry Cimino and say, anybody that's listening here, if you are a first-time home buyer and you would like to buy a home in the Long Beach area, you need to contact Boardwalk Properties, because the fact that the city is giving away a lot of money and a lot of time to help you buy a house with 1% down.
You know what?
If you need to contact anybody, you need to contact...
He's not here.
No, he meant to be here, but he's sick. He's old. Jerry Cimino, he's an old man, but he's awesome. His name is Jerry Cimino.
Hey.
And his number is 562-882-4288.
Hey, put him in.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I got Stevie Mack on the show tonight. What the heck? He's rolling around. And then, what else you got? What else you got?
McDonald's.
Let me show you that. He's got a little short.
A little short story to show you. Yeah, whatever.
So, it's going to be doing about it for us for tonight, because done it tonight.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Next week, we're going to have Kim Garner on from Channel 3. They were a big punk band back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and they're back on tour here and there, and so he'll be here, and we're also going to have Ryan Smolar from Limelight LB. So, like I said, we're here every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Send us an email, swoopsworld@gmail.com. And thanks for listening, Long Beach.
Good night, all.
Good night, folks.
You're pooping.